Well, today was a, one of those days where we really tried to focus in on a number. We had six different scenarios we wanted to try to get accomplished during our situation period at the end. Three with 4 minute, trying to find ways to keep the ball when you got a lead, and trying to just make certain they see the importance of consuming time in that particular case. And on the defensive side of the ball, trying to conserve time. And we just had several different little scenarios we were kind of working along with and testing them out according to the clock, trying to look at the algorithmic part of it, and seeing if it fits. And then we also did actually 4 2-minute scenarios as well. So we got a lot of good work, and I think our team will benefit from it. We got to keep doing that every week, so that's important to us. Yeah, I have not seen him where he's inhibited at all. I mean, he's been able to run, catch, explode, jump. I mean, you saw him here in practice even. He can get up and he's feeling comfortable with it. He's doing a lot of good things.
A couple things about Cornelius Lucas. He got an awful lot of playing time, 50-some snaps. Was that the plan, or did it just develop as it went along?
It's always the plan.
Okay.
There's a lot of, I think you've seen, we've had, besides Cornelius, the answer would be yes. But besides Cornelius, we had a lot of young guys that got a lot of snaps, and it was good that way. I think we were on the field a fairly decent amount of time, which allowed some of those guys to get some real fine experience. And, it's a difficult game. And the more reps you can get out there, particularly operating against a different team, a different pass rusher, different guys you got to block in terms of techniques and fundamentals in the line of scrimmage or on the line, which was good for him.
I'm sorry, just one other thing about him. You must have really liked him in the draft, but you didn't take him after you used up your last draft pick to take the kicker. Was there any sort of level of angst that someone else would get him and he wouldn't be able to sign him as a free agent? There were 29 more picks after he was taken.
Well, we really like him, obviously, and, very, very talented guy. And we're glad we're able to get him. It kind of worked out in that way in our favor. But one of those guys that, a little bit nicked up early in the spring, didn't get to see him as much, but you knew he had some talent. And since he's been out here, boy, he's been doing a fine job, tough. Didn't say much. He's pretty quiet. But really developing. He's got a lot to learn, but he's coming along.
As a coach, how do you balance who a player plays against, twos, threes, whatever, and evaluate them and determine whether or not see him against maybe higher level competition?
Are you talking about in the preseason games?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't know. It's not like any of the coaches call up and say, hey, how long are you playing Sheard, or anything like that. You really don't know. I mean, sometimes that guy could be in there for 4 plays. He could be in there for 1. He could not play at all. I think last you saw in Cleveland game, there were probably 10 guys that didn't play in that game. You don't do any of that because of the fact you just don't know. There's some unknown. So you get him out there, you put your plan together. We worry more about us than them, and see if we can get him better that way.
Doesn't you assess Orlovsky's performance after watching the
tape? Same way when we looked at it, obviously on game day. Dan has a good feel for the offense. And I think obviously it was the first one for him within the system, and. It's the thing that I know oftentimes you try to make an assessment or an assertion about a young man right at the onset in the first preseason game, which is a bad mistake. What you have to do is just watch him and let him develop and see what happens when he gets to the end. So we got a lot of time left yet. But I thought, Dan did okay. Everybody would like to do better, I think. But I think he did his job, and I think you'll see him improve even next week, even a little bit more. One of the things about him, I think he's a big man. He's got some strength and ability. He can probably carry more weight than most people at his size because of his strength. He's working to get into a comfortable weight, I think. I think he's on his way there.
Is that a yes?
Pardon me?
Is that a yes?
You can take it as what you'd like, however you'd like to decipher it.
Have you got an indication of the league whether he might get a suspension?
No, sir. No, that's they'll handle that and they'll let us know at some point in time.
Couple more for Coach.
Couple snaps in the interior.
Pardon, say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Jason Jones got a couple rather inside.
Yes.
In the game, and you have talked about his versatility.
Yes.
Inside and outside. Just what did you see from him, and
versatility? Yeah, that's I think one of the unique things about him. You know, he is a guy. He made some plays on the outside. I think you saw him run from the opposite side of the field and it was make some plays in line. You know, he's got enough bulk, I think, to be a factor outside against the run and inside as a pass rusher as well. So we utilized him as both. That kind of versatility is helpful to us for a number of different reasons. It gives us a dual threat with him. And the great thing about it is that he can do both, so which is good. We do it from time to time. It's kind of a different way. Everybody kind of used to get bored with the crowd noise that was a bunch of yelling and screaming and all that kind of stuff, and you really couldn't make hide nor hair of it. But it did obviously create some distraction for you. We're trying to do the same thing basically with the music. One day in here we had a Motown session. So we use different music to try to, accomplish the same thing. What we're trying to do is simulate crowd noise. So they can't hear. They have to communicate a lot louder with one another. And it just so happens if it's something that they like, they seem to catch the rhythm of it, you know. But some things, obviously I'm not quite certain exactly what songs those were. But what was it? Oh, it depends. Like, we do allow them to bring in playlists. But Galen will work with them, and they'll put together some playlists and things of that nature. So,
do you have veto power?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So what's in and what's out?
I mean, we don't play anything that's not clean. That's for sure. You know, so whatever it is. I mean, these guys listen to a lot of different music than we listened to in the past. But I also remember my mother talking about. Some artists that we used to listen to that she didn't care for back in our day, too. So, it hadn't changed that much, to be honest with you.
Does that go along with the NFL's language policy, then? Keep it clean on the field here? Maybe they'll keep it clean?
Yeah, we try to do our best. Have you heard me use any profanity?
Yes, sir.
I'm in line, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even a quick question about
last question.
Sometimes I feel like it, though, with a couple of these questions. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that jumped out at you is the fact that what you knew from watching in college, but oftentimes you don't necessarily see it maybe the first game, just in terms of his ability to get in place and position and strike you. I mean, he's got some punch and power. He does things so easily, sometimes it could be a little deceptive, but he made a couple of real nice hits the other night, so that was good. And he's one of those young guys that's learning and working at it, but he does have potential.
How important is it to you for the mood to be light? I mean, you said the music kind of lifted guys up a little bit, and these guys out here look like they might be having some fun, especially at this point in training camp, doing the preseason.
I've never, ever even thought about that part of it, because this is work. This is a business. And I'm not real. I don't really care if the music, if the mood is light. To be honest with you, I'm more interested in results, getting our guys ready. I don't think they hired me to be a social director. In that sense. So what we try to do is just work. But along the way, if we can adjust and maybe play some music that they may have a sense of understanding, as opposed to a bunch of crowd noise, we'll do that. But I think these guys love being around each other. That's what you're seeing. That's what you're sensing. You sense the mood is light because they're galvanizing. They're gravitating toward one another. And it's not anything that's orchestrated. It's not anything that I'm doing. It's them. And as you can see, they enjoy one another. They enjoy what they're doing. They're optimistic about where they are. They have a good feel about them. That's the thing that you're sensing. And we want to, and hopefully that keeps going. Oh, there's no question. I think when you have good morale, you can accomplish anything. And at this stage of the game, these guys have great morale. But here's the real key, is that whether or not we can have great morale when things get tough. I'd like to say, Wallace Stegner, in his book Crossing to Safety, he had a unique quote in his book. And the quote was, no matter what the goal is, it leads through Pilgrim's Progress regions of hard work, dedication, I believe. But here's the part he said, and resilience after disappointment. That's the real key, whether or not these guys will have the kind of resilience after disappointment. In this league, there's always going to be some disappointments right around the corner, sometimes the next day or the next minute, depending on, you know, the scenario. But overall, I think these guys have shown that, you know, they've got the zest and zeal to get that done. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, when things get just a little tough, you know. I did address him. Yeah. Check the tape. Check the tape.